Blog Talk Radio.
Carrie Rogers. I'm filling in on this week for the host, Dr. Maria Carey, who is president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. Announcements, Amazing Grace School of Ministries, we are on lockdown. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. Tune in to hear a new exciting series of lessons for the month of March, Living Without Fear. This week's lesson, There is No Limits to What God Can Do. Topic, No Limits, Setting the Pace for Victory, Walking into My Purpose. Scriptures, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, King James Version, For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Philippians 3, 13 and 15. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal it even unto this unto you. Romans 8, 37 and 39. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Mark 9 and 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Psalms 91, 1 through 6, King James Version. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noiseless pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Psalms 91 and 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Hallelujah. When you say no, no is not any. Like, for example, there is no excuse. We have no excuses. When you say limit, and in the noun form, it's the final, the utmost, or furthest boundary or point as to extent, the amount, countenance, procedure, the limit of his experience. These are just examples. The limit of vision. And it's also a boundary or bound, country, area, or district. When you use it as a verb, it means to restrict by or as if by establishing limits, usually followed by two. You would say something like, please limit answers to 25 words, or to confine or keep within limits, to limit expenditures. When you say purpose, the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. Have one's own intention or objects. And I'm going to give you just a little history. This is one of Paul's shortest letters and one of the smallest books in the New Testament. But there are such powerful teachings in his little dynamo. What was Paul's purpose in writing the book of Philippians? He wanted to thank this church for their gift of love. How amazing that he wanted to thank them while he was sitting in a dirty, dark, rat-infested Roman prison. Many of Paul's letters, including this one, epistles, those are prison letters. Paul encouraged the Philippians to pray whenever they became anxious. So prayer is said to be a powerful enabler to live the Christian's life. With petitions to God in thanksgiving and in trust of God's ability to answer our prayers, a believer can have peace and assurance. The peace that God gives Christian goes well beyond human understanding. This peace actually guards and protects a believer's heart and mind. Paul wanted the Philippians to understand that their strength was in Jesus Christ and was not going to be found in themselves. When you say setting the pace for victory, striving for the victory is a concept. because you must strive for it. You must want it. Why do you want it? Simple. To go to a higher place beyond your limits. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Know ye not that they which run in the race run well, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Galatians 2:2. And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. However, there are some hindrances you must avoid. Distractions. Distractions will cause you to faint. Distractions will cause you to be depressed. Distractions will cause you to despair. Going past the limits means I can't stop. And even in my pain, I've got to keep my pace. As a runner in a marathon, once you get going, you're going to get to the finish line. Galatians 5:7. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Philippians 2:16. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. You will be tested, and tested by fire. Can you stand the heat? This coronavirus, COVID-19. 1 Corinthians 3:12-13. And this is the English Standard Version. Now, if anyone build on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest. For the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. God often uses circumstances, the problems we face, the failures, disappointments, people in our lives, and there are so many distractions. The economy, so many losses because of it. As fuel for the refining fire, but his flames never burn out of control. The Corona Disease 2019, COVID-19 Situation Summary. CDC is responding to an outbreak of respiratory disease caused by a novel new coronavirus that was first detected in China and which now has been detected in almost 70 locations internationally, including in the United States. The virus has been named SARS-CoV-2, and the disease it causes has been named coronavirus disease 2019, abbreviated COVID-19. So we must lay aside the weights to get to victory. Dressing for the outcome, our purpose and destiny. Hebrews 12:1-2 states, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, pressing towards the goal to victory, even through suffering. Philippians 3:13-15. This is the easy to read version. Brothers and sisters, I know that I still have a long way to go, but there is one thing I do. I forget what is in the past and try as hard as I can to reach the goal before me. I keep running hard towards the finish line to get the prize that is mine, because God has called me through Christ Jesus to life up there in heaven. All of us who have grown to be spiritually mature should think this way too. And if there's any of this that you don't agree with, God will make it clear to you. This is the mindset of a person who has decided that there are no limits in our victory. The mind holds tremendous abilities to set in motion how far we'll go in life. It determines our ability to be successful and our failures. The scripture states, "So as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Once you have an image in your mind of something you want to do or become, nothing can stop that image from coming to pass. It becomes a perception to the point of seeing that thing in our mind. It'll take formulation, and we then produce or give birth to what our minds have acknowledged in our head. Romans 8, 37 and 39, and it's the easy to read version. "But in all these troubles, we have complete victory through God, who has shown his love for us. Yes, I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love, not death, life, angels, or ruling spirits. I am sure that nothing now, nothing in the future, nor powers, nothing above us or nothing below us, nothing in the whole created world will ever be able to separate us from the love of God who has shown us in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 8, 37 and 39, I'm going to read it in the King James Version. "Yet in all these things we are more through conquerors, through him who loved us, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Conqueror. When you say conqueror, it means to defeat or subdue by force, to gain or secure control of, to be victorious, win. When you say conqueror, someone who's conquered, to overcome, defeat. More than conquerors, that's greater, something that exceeds or surpasses expectations. Romans 12 and 2, and this is the King James Version. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." In conclusion, Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." The victory is in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we press towards the mark of the high calling. As a runner who runs a race, never takes the short end, but moves forward as fast as he or she can. So those of us who have heaven in our eyes must press forward, holy desires and hope, and a constant endeavors and preparation, fulfilling God's purpose that he has for us. The more we grow for heaven, the faster we must press towards it. Heaven is the mark. We are looking to live eternally with Christ. So as the archer who has their eyes fixed upon the mark he designs to hit, so we are fixed on our mark. The prize we fight for and run for and wrestle for, what we aim at in all we do, and what will reward all our pain, the victory. So courses is to keep our eyes upon heaven, to know that are no limits to what God has for us. We are more than conquerors. We have the victory. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me, and that's the Holy Spirit, than he that is in the world. Favor walks with me. It goes before me. God's grace and mercy overtake me. I'm a traveler just passing through. I'm on my way to heaven. I've got angels watching over me. They protect me. I'm blessed going in and coming out. I'm the lender and not the borrower. God is the limit to where I can go, because I can do all things through Christ who gives me the victory. This virus can't stop us. We are healed by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus, and we have to tell ourselves that. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, We come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. God, we love you for who you are, because you are truly the Lord of lords, the King of kings, Prince of peace, everlasting Father. You are majestic, and there is none like you. And no one can touch our hearts the way that you do. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we confess your word concerning this pandemic and COVID-19. As we do this, we believe and say that your word will not return void, but will accomplish what it said will. Therefore, I believe in the name of Jesus that we will be killed according to 1 Peter 2:24. It is written in your word that Jesus himself took on our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Therefore, with great boldness and confidence, I say it on the authority of the written word that we are redeemed. The United States, Italy, China, and all those affected are redeemed from this curse of COVID-19 virus. This pandemic, in the name of Jesus, we refuse to tolerate the symptoms in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Satan, we speak to you in the name of Jesus and say that your principalities, powers, your spirits who rule the present darkness and your spiritual wickedness in heavenly places are bound from operating against the United States in any way. We have to take your hands off of a loved one that's dealing with this disease, that's COVID-19. I bind you in the name of Jesus. You have, hallelujah, no authority. We are the property of the Almighty God. We give you no place in us. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide, remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foes can withstand. Now, Father, because we reverence and we worship you, we have the assurance of your word that the angels of the Lord encamp around about us and deliver us from every evil work. Every family member, every church member in the USA and abroad, everyone, friends, neighbors, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ, healing belongs to them. Hallelujah. Now, Father, because we reverence and worship you, we have the assurance of your word that the angels of the Lord count around about us and deliver us from every evil work. No evil shall befall us. No plague or calamity shall not come near our dwelling. We confess the word of God abides in us and all our loved ones and deliver us to be perfect soundness of mind, wholeness, and body and spirit from the deepest part of our nature and our immortal spirit, even to our joints and marrow and of our bone. The word is medication and life to our flesh. From the law of the spirit of life operates in us and makes us free from the law of sin and death. We have the whole armor of God, and the shield of faith protects us from all fiery darts of the wicked one, COVID-19. This pandemic, it should not come into our households. It should not come near our neighbors. It should not come near our dwelling places. And those that have attracted the disease shall be healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the high power of our confession, and we hold fast to our confession of faith in the word. We stand immovable and fixed in full assurance that the world, friends, families are healthy and are healed now in Jesus' name. Therefore, we give you praise in advance. Thank you, God. We worship and adore you. We magnify you, hallelujah, for deliverance. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for allowing us and back to our churches. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Thank you to all the listeners that tuned in this morning. Thank you, Dr. Carey, for this opportunity to expound on the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And, Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to look on Dr. Carey. Bless her, Lord God, and whatever she's doing today, Lord God. And look on your people, Lord God. Look on each listener, one by one, name by name. You know what they need. Lord God, you heard their secret prayers. And we asking you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, to answer the prayers. Lord God, come and see about us, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So tune in on next week. Dr. Carey will be back at the same time. Be blessed.